Welcome back. This section is all about the gunas. These are going to form an important foundation that we'll be building on in later parts of the training. One of the main goals of yoga is to increase sattva and to decrease rajas and tamas in the mind. Sankhya philosophy states that prakriti, the material world, is made up of the three gunas, tamas, rajas, and sattva. And it's the interaction of the three gunas that allows everything in the world, including the mind, to take on a unique characteristic. The quality of sattva is clarity and takes the color white. Rajas is activity and takes the color red. And tamas is stability and takes the color black. Gunas can be both traits and states. So a trait is a lasting and relatively constant attribute, and a state fluctuates depending on the circumstances, internal or external, on a moment-by-moment basis. So an individual may generally be tamasic, which would be a trait, but may become rajasic when they drink coffee or have an argument with their partner, or become more sattvic when they practice yoga, which would be a state. Gunas manifest in different ways when they are predominant. So for sattva, the qualities are lucidity, tranquility, wisdom, discrimination, detachment, happiness, and peacefulness. The qualities of rajas are action, hankering, attachment, energetic endeavor, passion, power, restlessness, and creative activity. And the qualities of tamas are inertia, stillness, ignorance, delusion, disinterest, lethargy, sleep, or a disinclination towards constructive activity. When tamas is predominant, we might feel depressed, lethargic, and heavy, and not want to get out of bed in the morning. If rajas is predominant, we might feel anxious, restless, and agitated, and jump out of bed and race off to start the day without taking a moment to pause or eat breakfast. If sattva is predominant, there will be an absence of both lethargy and restlessness, and instead there'll be clarity and peacefulness. In his book, The Heart of Yoga, T.K.V. Desikachar states that while sattva is the only quality of the mind that can lead to a reduction in dukkha, suffering, there are times when tamas and rajas can be helpful. For example, if we need to go to sleep and the mind is predominantly tamasic, then this will help us to support to achieve our goal of going to sleep. However, if we're wanting to give or listen to a lecture, then a predominantly tamasic mind will cause considerable difficulties. If we need to take action and get something done, like building a house or writing an assignment, then an element of rajasic energy is going to be helpful to do all the tasks that are required for you to make this happen. Too much rajas would make the task difficult, but an element of rajas will ensure that it's completed in a timely manner. The aim of the yogi, a practitioner of yoga, is to gain enlightenment or realization, and this is brought about by making sattva the dominant guna. And so the practices of yoga are designed to reduce tamas and rajas, and in doing so cultivate a predominance of sattva. Georg Feuerstein calls this sattvication. It's important to note that the goal, however, is not to completely eradicate rajas and tamas. Gunas are not separate, but rather function as one, like the lamp flame, which is the result of the cooperation of the wick, oil, and fire. Both rajas and tamas have their roles to play, rajas as an energizing action and tamas as a state of exhaustion, which informs us of a need for rest and inactivity. The goal in yoga, therefore, is to bring rajas and tamas into balance and to strengthen sattva, so it's the dominant guna. Depression, anxiety, and the gunas. As we looked at in the Western psychology section on comorbidity, while the DSM-5 separates depression and anxiety into distinct diagnostic categories, the reality is that more often than not, they co-occur. Studies have shown that more than half of individuals with a depressive disorder also meet diagnostic criteria for at least one anxiety disorder, and that up to 75% of individuals with a diagnosis of depression show sub-threshold levels of anxiety. This high rate of comorbidity has led some people to wonder if they actually are separate conditions at all, or rather different facets of the same disorder. This is congruent with yoga psychology, which instead of seeing individual disorders, sees that there is an imbalance between the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. While the gunas are not a psychological, clinical, or therapeutic tool per se, studies have found a positive correlation between sattva and positive psychological states, including happiness, joy, and love, and a positive correlation between rajas and anxiety, including frustration, dissatisfaction, and restlessness, and a positive correlation between tamas and depression, including despair, unhappiness, and timidity. While overall the gunas can be conceptualized as three different aspects or dimensions of human temperament and personality, statistical findings have shown that they are somewhat correlated and therefore cannot be considered to be independent dimensions. This fits with the traditional yogic view that the three gunas exist together and constitute prakriti, or what is seen. In the book Yoga as Medicine, medical doctor Timothy McCall and senior Iyengar yoga teacher Patricia Walden suggest that depression can either be tamasic or rajasic in nature. They describe the attributes of tamasic depression, which I would think would be more of a classic major depressive disorder without any comorbid symptoms of anxiety, as lethargy, feelings of hopelessness, melancholia, inertia, or dullness. They describe the effects on the body in tamasic depression as slumped shoulders, collapsed chest, droopy eyes, expressionless face, and tension in the abdomen, like a deflated balloon. They describe the effects on the breath in tamasic depression as shallow, hard to inhale, and can barely see them breathing. And the behaviors associated with tamasic depression as crying and unable to get out of bed in the morning. They describe the attributes of rajasic depression as high levels of anxiety, racing mind, anger, and agitation. I would see this as a comorbid depression and anxiety picture. And the body in rajasic depression is having a tightness in the muscles and a kind of hardness in and around their eyes. And the breath in rajasic depression as quick and erratic. And the behavior is not being able to keep still, fingers moving continually, even when trying to relax in restorative yoga postures. So that wraps it up for the gunas. I trust that you now have an understanding of what the gunas are, how they relate to depression and anxiety, and you're starting to get an idea of how they might present in your yoga students. We're going to go more into that more deeply later on, but I hope this has set the groundwork. I'll see you over in the next video.